Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
The Guardian.
Hello, it's Token, your favourite disorganised yet lovable podcast.
This week it's just a quickie.
What?
To mark the end of our first season.
Yes, sadly we are ending our current run here. And we're sorry we've been less regular recently. We've both been super busy with our day jobs here at The Guardian.
Yeah, including but not limited to the slight distraction of an impending UK general election. So we need to take a breather, but we hope to return sooner rather than later, don't we?
Yes, we do, indeed. And in the meantime, if you were going to suggest a favourite episode for people to go back and listen to if they're really jonesing for some Token goodness, what would you pick?
Why do people say jonesing?
I love the word jonesing. Ooh. I mean, it's highly inappropriate, but...
Is it?
Doesn't it mean, like, really feeling desperate for some drugs?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know where it comes from, but...
I don't like the word.
It's like
a
New York in the 70s type word.
Oh, right.
When you've got a heroin addiction. Anyway, episode recommendation.
Yeah, vaginas. Obviously,
I
vaginas.
I knew you were going to say
obviously.
That.
But also, vagina episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But also, I really liked our last episode with Gideon.
Yeah.
Why do you walk like that?
Very good picks.
What would you choose?
Both of
mine. Let me guess the one about trans stuff.
Both of mine actually, like, I now realise, involve, like, times when you've been forced to back down from a strongly held position. Like when, I would say the one with my friend CJ, the gender quiz
Shocker.
Episode. Yeah, well, it was just, you know, highly informative and hilarious that
yeah,
we quizzed you
fun.
And you didn't win, but... He almost won, to be fair.
I don't think I didn't win. I got 3 out of 5, so that's more than half.
Did you? So,
yeah. And you, anyway.
One of them was up, was controversial.
Nope.
Anyway, and then the gay cake episode is a favourite of mine.
Is it?
Again, because, like, yeah, not just because, like, you changed your mind, but because it was such an unusual occurrence, that sort of a conversation where it was a mix of, like, politics and personal stories.
Yeah.
And it just felt very powerful. And I remember feeling in the room when we did it, it was quite a powerful moment. And not just because you backed down.
I mean, that is a powerful moment because it doesn't happen very often. Can I also just say, I just went to the loo.
Uh-huh.
For the first time today, or the first time since the morning. Anyway, I went to the loo for the first time wearing my pants, and my pants are on inside out.
Oh.
I don't know whether at this point at lunchtime, do you change them round or is it just too late? Like, do I just...
I mean, just to clarify, we are talking about underwear, are we?
Knickers.
I know, I think
That's
you just work
happened.
It. You just run through. If they're inside out, they're inside out.
They're lace. Is that okay?
Does it make a difference then?
I mean...
Is it different, like, surface touching a bod?
Yeah.
Is it uncomfortable?
Now that I know it is a little bit, yeah. But before it wasn't.
I mean, if it's going to distract you. You can't have your ants in your pants.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I would say go with it, run with it.
I think I'm going to run with it.
Use the different energy and see where the day takes you.
Oh, I'm all inside out. Anyway,
so thank you so much for your support and feedback so far. We love our listeners and we love hearing from you, so please keep in touch.
I hate
some
of
it. Stop it.
Jokes.
And keep sharing the word about Token in the meantime.
Yes, you can still email us at token.podcast@theguardian.com. You can tweet the podcast at the Token Pod. You can tweet me at Leia Green Tweets.
And you can tweet me at Fred McConnell.
And as always, our producer has been Rowan Slaney. And until next time,
bye.
Bye.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.